Hello, it's a review show. It's John Gibbons, and I'm in for Neil Atkinson. He's back tomorrow, and we're all delighted, not least me. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this. This is the first time I've hosted it. I'm joined by Sean Rogers, who's obviously very regular, and Stu Wright, who does bits.
Half-term.
How many shows has Neil got you on? To be fair, he's only scheduled up to today, so check your emails in the morning, mate. Or don't, depending on how busy you want to be.
I am in later on the week. He told me before the season started that he'd been onto my school website and checked out all my holidays. So it's great, that, but it's a little bit scary too.
That's Neil for
you. That's what school website's there for, you know what I mean? Get me booked in for the Anfield Rap.
I mean,
I'm on the bunk here. I'm going to the gym after, so for all intents and purposes, it's been recorded. Like, I know it's half time, but this has been recorded first thing in the morning before work, isn't it?
Sunday night, if anything. Sunday night. I mean, it's on a theme of preparation, I suppose, and how far you prepare ahead, and that's going to come up soon in terms of Jürgen Klopp. But we'll talk about the team selection first of all. And Stu, I did a show just before the game and kind of looking ahead the weekend, I said sort of matter of factly, oh, it's gonna be Trent, Gomez, Virgil and Robertson. Does anyone disagree? And fair play, Paul Senior went, I think Lovren's gonna play, you know. Do we kind of underestimate Dejan Lovren, not just as a player, but also how highly Klopp thinks of him? Because our defensive record's been good all season. Gomez and Virgil were forming an excellent partnership there, but pretty much as soon as he's been able to pick Dejan Lovren, he has.
Yeah, I think there's definitely some truth in that. You know, he had from Tottenham onwards last year, he had a cracking season. Mm. And I think it's Klopp's way home for rotation between the two centre backs and the right back position. He's got that ability now to give Trent a rest and put Gomez there, who's got the ability to give either Gomez or Van Dijk a rest and put Lovren there, and feel fairly solid, still feel very, you know, confident. And I think particularly away from home, where you might have a team who've got an inclination to put a lot of crosses in, maybe set pieces, have the extra big man there in Gomez playing right back, and there's a lot of sense in that.